Page 5, New Things on the Horizon, Donna Pomerantz. There are some new things on the horizon for the CCB. What a start to this president's message. Be sure to read through to the end. From all accounts taken from those who submitted their conference and convention surveys, the majority of things went well and were enjoyable, with many opportunities to learn new things and be a part of sessions that made one think. We accomplished a great deal and are moving ahead in the direction you have given us. Page 6. By the time you read this, the CC Board will have completed their day-long in-person session regarding our organizational assessment and strategic plan. It is our hope that much good will come from this, with identified goals and a roadmap assisting us in the achievement of those goals. I wish to thank those who completed the survey tool sent out on our presidents and board lists. Your contributions assisted in the organizational assessment and strategic plan. Now on to another first this year. I have heard from a number of members before I became your president and during my presidency. You, the membership, wish to learn more about the people who are running for office in the California Council of the Blind. My partial answer to that request is the CCB will have a candidates page on our website where you can learn about them through their writings. Now, before you say I don't have a computer and I don't want to read the statements, hang on. Page 7. If you wish to read the writings of our candidates, contact the CCB office and ask for the statements in email. That would be the most expedient way to receive them. If you don't have email, please ask for an alternate format, and we will get it out to you. Potential candidates, the answer to each of the four questions must be 300 words or less. That count will be determined by the word count feature in MS Word on a PC. Entries for each answer will terminate at the end of the sentence containing the 300th word, and there will be no editing, spell checks, or grammar checks done. We will take them as you submit them. I wish to thank the ACB for putting my thoughts into the perfect questions without even talking to each other about it. In all honesty, I had three of the concepts in my thoughts, and I believe question four is a strong addition to give CCB candidates the ability to express themselves with what they feel is most important. The deadline for submission of your statements is August 13, 2013. We will not accept any statements after that date. You will need to submit them to the office in electronic format as a .txt, .rtf, or MS Word file. Email them to ccotb@ccbnet.org no later than August 13, 2013. The four questions are as follows. 1. What office are you seeking, and what are your qualifications? Page 8. 2. What would you do to strengthen the relationship between the CCB leadership and state and special interest affiliates? 3. In light of the current national economic crisis, how can long-term financial stability be achieved for CCB? 4. List three issues you plan to work on should you be elected, and how you plan to effect change in those three areas. I wish to close this message by saying that this candidates page is for those who came out of the nominations committee and those CCB members in good standing, according to our official database, who wish to run from the floor at our fall 2013 conference and convention. I know some will have very strong feelings about this action. However, now that we are moving to one conference and convention a year, we must provide multiple opportunities for those who wish to run for office to make themselves known to all of us, and we too must have the ability to vote from multiple points of knowledge. The candidates' webpage will go live approximately September 5, 2013.